WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Power. Today we're diving into something super important. Emotional intelligence, especially when it comes to our relationships. Ever feel like you're speaking different languages with the people you love? Or maybe you just want to navigate those tricky conversations with a little more grace and understanding. Well, buckle up, because today's episode is all about building bridges, fostering deeper connections, and becoming emotionally savvy superheroes in your relationships. You know, emotional intelligence isn't some fancy superpower reserved for superheroes or therapists. It's something we can all cultivate, and trust me, the rewards are worth it. Think of it like this. Emotional intelligence is the secret sauce that makes relationships stick. It helps us understand our own emotions, read the room, communicate effectively, and build empathy with others. So, what are some concrete ways to level up your emotional intelligence game? Let's break it down. Number 1. Self-awareness. Get real with yourself about your feelings. What triggers you? When do you feel most confident? And when do you tend to get defensive or withdraw? Journaling, mindfulness exercises, even just taking a few moments each day to check in with yourself can make a world of difference. Next up, active listening. It's not just about hearing the words, it's about truly understanding what the other person is saying, both verbally and nonverbally. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and ask clarifying questions to show that you're engaged and genuinely interested in their perspective. Remember, good communication is a two-way street. Number 3. Empathy. Put yourself in the other person's shoes. Try to see things from their point of view, even if you don't agree with them. This doesn't mean you have to condone their actions, but it does help build understanding and compassion. Think about a time someone misunderstood you. How did that make you feel? Now try to imagine how your loved one might be feeling in that situation. Okay, number 4. Managing your emotions. We all get emotional, right? It's natural. But learning to manage those emotions in a healthy way is crucial for strong relationships. Take deep breaths when things get heated, step away if you need time to cool down, and find constructive ways to express your feelings without attacking or blaming the other person. Finally, number 5. Self-regulation. This one's all about staying grounded and in control, even when things are tough. Practice mindfulness, engage in activities that help you relax and recharge, and remember that you have the power to choose how you respond to challenging situations. Think about that last time you had a disagreement with your partner, friend, or family member. Did things get heated? Did you feel like you were both speaking different languages? Now imagine if you had been able to apply these principles of emotional intelligence, active listening, empathy, self-awareness, and self-regulation. Could you have navigated that conversation with more grace, understanding, and maybe even a little less stress? Absolutely. Emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, misunderstandings, and moments where things get tough. But by consistently practicing these principles, you can build stronger, healthier, and more fulfilling relationships. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about showing up with intention, compassion, and a willingness to learn and grow together. So go out there and put these emotional intelligence hacks into action. Start by checking in with yourself, practicing active listening with the people you care about most, and remember to breathe. You got this. Share your thoughts on today's episode, what resonated with you. What are some ways you plan to cultivate more emotional intelligence in your relationships? Don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of Daily Stoic Power, and as always, keep striving for that inner peace and clarity. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.